ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna. Okay. Good afternoon. Thank you for coming. This afternoon's class is from the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 1. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 2, text 1. So, chapter 2, text 1. Okay, so please repeat after me. Sanjaya Vacha. Tam tata kripaya vishtam ashru puna kulekshanam visidantam idam vakyam uvacha madhusudana sanjaya uvacha Tam tata kripaya vishtam. Tam tata kripaya vishtam. Ashru purna kulekshanam. Ashru purna kulekshanam. Visidantam idam vakyam. Visidantam idam vakya. Uvacha Madhusudana. Uvacha Madhusudana. Sanjay Uvacha. Tam tata kripaya vishtam. Ashru purna kulekshanam. Visidantam idam vakyam. Uvacha Madhusudana. Sanjay Uvacha. Tam tata kripaya vishtam. Ashu puna kulekshanam. Visidantam idam vakyam. Uvacha Madhusudana. Okay, now please repeat. Sanjay Uvacha. Sanjay said. Tam unto Arjuna. Tata. Thus. Kripaya. By compassion. Avishtam. Overwhelmed. Ashrupuna akula. Full of tears. Ikshanam. Eyes. Vishidantam. Lamenting. Idam. These. Vakyam. Words. Uvacha. Said. Madhusudana, the killer of Madhu. Translation by his language is Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sanjay said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana, Krishna, spoke the following words. Please repeat after me. Seeing Arjuna, full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana Krishna spoke the following words. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Material compassion, lamentation, and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. Compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization. The word Madhusudana is significant in this verse. Lord Krishna killed the demon Madhu, and now Arjuna wanted Krishna to kill the demon of misunderstanding that had overtaken him in the discharge of his duty. No one knows where compassion should be applied. Compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. A man falling in the ocean of nations cannot be saved simply by rescuing his outward dress, the gross material body. One who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a Shudra, or one who laments unnecessarily. Arjuna was a Kshatriya, and this conduct was not expected of him. Lord Krishna, however, can dissipate the lamentation of the ignorant man, and for this purpose Bhagavad Gita was sung by him. This chapter instructs us in self-realization by an analytical study of the material body and the spirit soul, as explained by the Supreme Authority, Lord Sri Krishna. This realization is possible when one works without attachment to fruitive results and is situated in the fixed conception of the real self. Oma Ginati Vidandasya, Kyana Ganashalakaya, Chakshu Militam Jena Tasma Shri Guruve Namaha, Shri Chaitanyam, Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutales, Vayam Rupakata Mayam Dadanti Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamini. Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Dirvesha Shah Sunyavari Prasthantyade Shitanami. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivashati Gaura Bhakta Vinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya. Srila Prabhupada ki jaya. So I read the translation again. Sanjay said, seeing Arjuna full of compassion, his mind depressed, his eyes full of tears, Madhusudana Krishna spoke the following words. So, Sanjay is speaking to Dhritarashtra, who is a king but blind. There is war about to start. Arjuna and Krishna are on the battlefield. And Sanjay is sitting in the palace. Sanjay is a secretary and also the chariot driver for the king, Dhritarashtra, who is blind. And so Sanjay has been given the means to be able to sit at one place and see what's going on other places. That's called remote viewing, by the way. It's a mystic city, mystic perfection that one can, in fact, if they want to study under the correct teacher. It takes about 12 years. You can know how to do that if you want to put that kind of time into it. So Sanjay is describing that Arjuna, who is a very well-trained soldier, in fact, in the category of a general, his mind is depressed, as he says here. And he's just about ready to cry because the war that he's about to fight involves opponents that are his relatives and his teachers. And it's not an easy thing to see fighting going on where you'll have to fight against someone that helped to raise you to make you the kind of person that you are. It's easy for us to sit back and read, but if you put yourself in that situation, you would have protested even bigger than Arjuna did. But still, Krishna put Arjuna in that situation. And Krishna is going to instruct him about what it is that he needs to do. So right now, or at least at this point, the way this text is describing, Arjuna is pretty much depressed. Arjuna is saying this war shouldn't go on. And now the Supreme Lord Krishna, who is called Madhusudana because he killed the demon Madhu, is now going to speak to Arjuna. So the focus of this lecture is actually on compassion. On compassion. How should we understand what compassion is? You can look at compassion from the material standpoint. You can even look in the dictionary for meaning of compassion, which I have, by the way. I'll read it out to you at some point. But then what a spiritualist sees compassion as is different from what a materialist sees compassion as. And so that's the whole point of Srila Prabhupada describing the commentary or the purport part. And the first sentence that he writes is, material compassion and lamentation and tears are all signs of ignorance of the real self. So what does he mean by that? The real self is not this physical body. The real self is the soul. And it is not difficult for us to even figure out where our souls would be. Some of you know already. But even for those who don't know, every living entity has a soul. Every living entity has a soul. And not only that every living entity has a soul, but the real person is the soul. The real person is the soul. So we can rephrase the sentence, every living entity has a body, and every living entity is actually the soul. So that is the situation. And in this particular text, later on, if you're interested in reading more on Bhagavad Gita, it's the same chapter we're on, chapter 2, we read text 1. If you go to text 22, 23, 24, and thereabouts, Krishna is describing the nature of the soul. The soul is not a material thing. The soul is spiritual, and so material things cannot affect the soul. So the soul cannot be burned, it cannot be killed, and it is forever. It is actually part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. We are all tiny parts and parcels as far as the soul or the spirit is concerned. Spirit and soul are interchangeable. So, this is a situation that Arjuna finds himself in. He is a warrior. He's a soldier. Krishna is with him because he has a relationship of friendship with Krishna. This is a whole topic in itself, to the kind of relationships that we have with the Lord in the spiritual world. It's of five major varieties, and one of them is friendship. So Arjuna is a friend of Krishna, but he's also going to fight this battle. And as we said earlier, he is depressed, not because he can't fight. He's actually a great general. He is well known with his, about his fighting ability. But this is the first time he's facing people who raised him and who loved him and he loves them. And because of the war situation and the disturbance on both sides, now, basically, the Pandavas, Arjuna is one of them, of the five Pandavas, are going to fight the Kurus who are their cousins. So this is actually family relation. Very prominent here. And other kings around the world have also met. A total of 640 million soldiers gathered in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. So Arjuna is thinking that this is a difficult thing for him to do. Now, Srila Prabhupada describes material compassion and tears are all signs of ignorance of who the soul is. Because in the fight, Arjuna may be able to kill the physical body of soldiers, and this happens to this day in any war. The physical bodies will be stopped, and that's what we call death. But the souls can never be killed. So the soul will go on to the next existence, which we call reincarnation. So, Srila Prabhupada really explains that, okay, this is ignorance of the real self. If we have compassion, for the physical body. And you are a soldier, that your duty is supposed to fight. So compassion for the eternal soul is self-realization. Compassion for the eternal soul, and the soul is eternal, the soul never dies. It is self-realization, because a person who is compassionate for the soul understands the higher purpose of life. So this is why Srila Prabhupada puts it that way. And he gives the other analogy, compassion for the dress of a drowning man is senseless. If you want to save somebody that's drowning, go for the person. But if you just rip the dress off, somehow it comes off, the shirt comes off, and you just swim back to the shore and says, okay, I have saved this person. And you save the shirt. What use the shirt? What would the relatives of that person say? So then it is senseless. So one who does not know this and laments for the outward dress is called a person who laments unnecessarily. So the point that Prabhupada is making is, we are the soul, and we are in this physical body. So the physical body is actually what Srila Prabhupada is making an analogy as the outward dress. So now from a spiritual standpoint, we're talking about the person, the real living entity being the soul, that needs compassion expressed on. And whatever is, if it's the soul is in the situation or the person, this person needs help on a spiritual level, that should be given. But not just the physical body. On the other point, the other way to look at it is, all right, so the physical body, even if you save the person, and you continue with their life, are they going to live forever? No. Another situation is going to cause them to die. So, taking the trouble to save the soul is more important than dealing with the material body. In one sense, material body cannot be saved, because you cannot have a person stay in a material body forever. It will quit, the body will be at some point old, and the soul will have to come out of the body. That is what we call death, when the body is no longer functioning. The soul comes out, and then, depending on how a person has lived life and what they desire and so on, there's intricate arrangement made for the next body to be given. That means you will go into the female body of a particular species and get born based on the rest of the lessons that they need to learn, as well as their own desires too. So, we will look more at compassion from a spiritual standpoint. But there are some things too that we need to be careful of. We are, after all, in the material world. And so, we'll start with the material definition, although we've talked about some things involving the soul. The dictionary meaning of compassion is sympathetic pity and concern for the sufferings or misfortunes of others. When a person is sympathetic or feels pitiful towards somebody for some sufferings or misfortunes going on in their life, according to the dictionary, that is compassion. That is the material way of looking at it. We've already talked about the fact that we're not these physical bodies. But the way the dictionary has explained it is pity or compassion at the subtle level, a person's emotions. That's what they're talking about. Sufferings and misfortunes of others. So some things may have happened to a person, but they're suffering because they're suffering usually from the heart. How they're feeling because of what's happened. Now, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 1, text 28, Srila Prabhupada is making a commentary. Srila Prabhupada, by the way, for those who don't know, is the founder of this particular society, International Society of Krishna Consciousness. So, The important thing is to direct a person if you want to really be compassionate to them, to direct that person towards devotion or service to Krishna, to the Lord. Because service to the Lord helps us to develop all good qualities. As we say in the Shastra, it's said in the Shastra, godly persons, a person who is connected to service to the Lord and has qualities like the demigods do. One of the qualities of a demigod is compassion. So, from a material standpoint, Arjuna was concerned about what was going to happen to the soldiers. There were soldiers on his side and there were soldiers on the other side. And he was concerned about the fate for these soldiers, the fact that there was going to be war, and the soldiers had been called to fight, and what caused the problems, the soldiers had nothing to do with, but they were still going to fight each other and risk their lives. Goes on to this day, even when politicians make decisions, two politicians go against each other, a bunch of soldiers to go out there and fight. So Arjuna, being a very kind person, genuinely devoted to the Lord, he was being sympathetic, just like the dictionary says, sympathetic pity. So he was being, in the beginning, sympathetic, and he was even feeling compassion, material compassion, for the soldiers on the other side. He was compassionate, he was feeling for his own soldiers on his side, but even for the other side too. Because he could foresee that when the war starts, a lot of them were going to get killed. So he was feeling very bad that way. But because Krishna wanted to speak the essence of real life from a spiritual standpoint, Bhagavad Gita, to him, first, Krishna condemned the material compassion. He condemned material compassion not because he is insensitive to people's feelings, but he condemned it because he wanted Arjuna to look at it from a higher standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. And the point is, we've talked about it a few minutes back, that if even from a material standpoint, Arjuna was compassionate and the war didn't go on, or whether he didn't fight the war, one way or the other, all of these soldiers were going to die anyway. Somewhere else. Maybe not through a war, but they're going to die. And that is true for all of us. We're also going to leave our bodies at some point. So then the one thing is how to have compassion for the soul. And the compassion for the soul is to direct it in such a way that that soul does not stay in this material world and continue to suffer. But to give real compassion is to direct that soul into Christian consciousness so they can go back to the spiritual world where they don't have to suffer anymore. That is doing much, much, much better help, giving much better help to that soul than helping with just based on material compassion. So to this day, we're even advised, when somebody wants help from you, give the help, but give it in such a way that they will benefit spiritually also. Sanatana Goswami was doing that. Sanatana Goswami was a disciple of Lord Chaitanya. When Lord Chaitanya asked them to come to Vrindavan, I said them because he had brothers too, and other Goswamis that were there. And when they were in Vrindavan, the Vrindavan people knew him, very, very, very intelligent person, and also spiritual. And he would go visit different homes every day and talk with the residents of the homes. And he would talk about things involving their own welfare. By the way, Srila Prabhupada started like that also. In New York, we have recorded some of the lectures, but then when he was talking, as Devamani Swami explained, sometimes he said they wanted to know some things. Those in New York, young people, he talked to them about India. Because they just want to know more things. Tishini Tagore Chandra ki jai, Jaganabaladev Subhadra Marani ki jai, Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So it is not unknown that a person with good intentions of preaching starts off with something that's material that can be related to the person that they're speaking to. As a matter of fact, I let out something materially in sales. And salespeople know this, experienced salespeople do that. It's just like, you know, without even thinking, you wouldn't know that they're doing it. But the first thing is, we meet a person that you want to, you know, get them involved in some service, sell some goods to or some service to. In the first few seconds, you have to say something positive about that person. So you just look at the person, how their demeanor and what's around them, and make a comment that's positive to that person in the first few seconds. And that person would be, calm down and find you a nice person. And speaking about that, I'll tell you one story. So I was with my godbrother right here in Harrisburg. We were going for book distribution, Srila Prabhupada's books. Now, he's from Guyana, Guyanese, so me and him, two black men, and we go to this neighborhood that's pretty much all white. They, you know America, so I don't have to describe things to you. So we go, and he dresses normally, you know, at that time we didn't have dhotis or anything, just, you know, dress regular Western style. And if we went to a door and knocked and some woman opened, he'd be very respectful and nice and, you know, explain why we're here. And he had a way of words, has a big smile on his face. And more often than not, we were invited inside. He would talk about us, you know, doing some fundraising. He described the whole why we're there. And then you say the fundraising is actually not involving just taking money, but we are also giving away books that are spiritual. He gets to, and he explains it that way. But if you knock on the door and a middle-aged white male opens the door, he doesn't go like that. As soon as he opens the door, he gets into this mood, and I was just watching because I'm learning it from him. He would take a few steps back and look like this, says, "Don't shoot!" Now, as soon as he says, "Don't shoot," the guy would just crack up, fall out laughing, and say, "I'm not going to shoot you." Right? So this is how he started. You know, because he knows he's a stranger, and he's a black man, and you're knocking a white person in the door, maybe say, "What are you going to do here?" And, you know, some of them have that kind of mentality. So he takes advantage of the mentality. And says, "Don't shoot." And he, I mean, like this, hands up, step back, the guy will just pause, start laughing. Okay, so that, then he just breaks the tension that would be there. Otherwise, the person looking, "What is this black person want here?" Okay. So that's how he was doing. Now, he's a much better actor than me, so I just let him do it. I just follow him, right? So there has to be something that's there, material, you know, to get a person to calm down and be able to hear. So Nathan Goswami will go to different neighborhoods in Vrindavan, and because he was already known, he will first deal with their material things. Ask about how they're doing, all the way out to the animals. How are the cows? Ask all those questions. And then, if they had something that they wanted to, while he was there, ask him. Then he'll explain. And we're not talking about Krishna conscious stuff, anything involving material life. He'll explain. But the one thing he always did was, before the conversation was ended, he would turn it into a Krishna conscious conversation so that he can give advice about Krishna to those residents. And that's how he was doing it. So he was open to doing or talking about whatever on a material standpoint, but his aim was to give Krishna to them. Now, that is compassion at a spiritual level, because that advice is good for their souls. So, Krishna did not approve of the compassion, the material compassion that Arjuna was feeling for his kinsman. Now, Krishna was also acting at another level for Arjuna to save him. Because Arjuna, in this case, being a person whose occupation was to fight, a soldier, if he said because of compassion, that others would be killed, that he wasn't going to fight, it would also mean that he wasn't going to do his duty, because he was a soldier. And as far as that's concerned, there was a lecture that Srila Prabhupada gave, and he started with a Bengali proverb. Does anybody here speak Bengal? You know? Okay. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to butcher this, because I don't speak well. So what I picked up from Srila Prabhupada, he says, Nasti posi guntata. Does that make sense to you? No? Okay, which means I butchered it. But I'll explain, because I couldn't hear it so well. So he was talking about guntata's bill. Yes? He said it was a bill, though. Gunta. Gunta is supposed to be a bill. Gunta. Gunkar. Okay, well, that's me and the tape recorder. What do I know? So I warned you I was going to butcher it. Butcher it means I'm not going to say it right. So, and obviously that's what's happened. Talk about self-prediction. So anyway, he says, a dancing girl that dances on stage. So people have come to watch her dance. The audience is there, people who just going to hear and also watch her. So this dancing girl sees some of his relatives among the people who have come to watch the show. And she's feeling ashamed because she doesn't want her relatives to see her dance in the way that she's going to dance. She's a little bit ashamed about that. And she, Papa says, that's not required. That's her profession. You're supposed to dance. You're on stage. You must freely dance. So similarly, Arjuna was a soldier. He had to fight. And showing compassion would be regarded as cowardice, that he's a coward, that he doesn't want to fight. So that was not the correct thing for Arjuna to do. And Krishna pointed that out. Because you couldn't back out because it would be considered weakness of heart. So, compassion as devotees comes down to us. How should we show compassion? Or how is compassion manifest for devotees? In Bhagavad Gita chapter 16, texts 1, 2, and 3, there are qualities belonging to, as Sri Krishna says, godly men endowed with the divine nature. And there's a lot of them, beginning with fearlessness and abhayam, purification of one's existence, and it goes on. But at some point, Krishna says, compassion for all living entities. That also belongs to men who are godly. So, compassion for living entities, it can be divided into two categories, the do's and the don'ts. How to show compassion, what not to do, and also to show compassion in terms of what to do. So let's start with the don'ts. We should not create suffering conditions for others. We should not create suffering conditions for others. And under that means don't harm or injure or kill other living entities just for convenience because they are small physical bodies that they are in. And you think that they are in your way, you just get rid of them. Their soul is of the same quality as ours. So before any living entity's life gets taken by us, we have to think twice. Is this convenient? If a mosquito is buzzing around, you can leave him alone. There's a story about that too with Kulalu Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada. Kulalu Prabhu is so funny. I mean, I can't, the way he jokes about things. He said this was in India. And Kulalu Prabhu and Srila Prabhupada, he was with Srila Prabhupada. And, Kulalu Prabhu said this, there's a mosquito running around in this room. Srila Prabhupada said, leave the mosquito alone. And then the mosquito landed on Kulalu Prabhu. And this time, Kulalu Prabhu said, but the mosquito is now on me. He says, oh, now you can kill him. He's ready to attack. This is how he put it, right? So then, basically, you gotta use some discretion here. Mm-hmm. He's ready to attack. Of course, he's ready to feed on the person, but he can give you disease also. So at that point, then the point here is that you gotta be a little bit more discriminatory. Some devotees literally learned how to get rid of flies. Mm-hmm. In the rooms, they say they would go to the window, try to get the windows glass. And even I learned that. We take a small container, plastic container, and with the lid, and then we just go, boom, right on top of the and then take the lid and slowly slide it, and then catch that thing, walk out, and let it go. Like that. Mm-hmm. But it took us a consciousness for us to understand the living entities are just, they can't be, they have a right to life just like we do. Srila Prabhupada says, the body is like an apartment. And when you're in an apartment, who can evict you? The landlord. Mm-hmm. Are we the landlords? Nope. Okay, yeah, so there has to be a case made here. So one of the compassion points is don't kill, don't create unnecessary suffering for others. The second point is even more serious. The fetus, the unborn person in the womb, should not be killed by abortion. That's also, abortion is against Shastric injunctions. In a person who aborts a child runs the risk of being born in a womb and undergoing abortion themselves. This can happen. So that the person would realize what it is like to be a helpless victim whose tender little body will be sucked out of a womb and torn up as what happens in these cases of abortion. So let the politicians and people who say, I have a right to choice and so on, they don't know what they're talking about. So much ignorance in this country anyway. And also they don't have a case, because the law is, if you get pregnant and you don't want the child, you can have the child and give the child to social services. In America, it's like that. You can give up the child for somebody else to adopt the child. There's no reason to take the life. But spiritually, you just don't do it. So, another point not to do is don't criticize others. People who are they make it a point to be criticizing, they're just part of their habits to do that. They're not compassionate. They're usually indifferent, apathetic. They don't really care much. So, the thing is, if we repeat criticisms over and over and over again, what happens to us, we the one that criticize, what happens to us, we are going to get weak in our own spiritual life. It's going to get weakened. And ultimately, we may fall down. And this has happened. This is not theoretical at all. It happened to a devotee, male-bodied, Satyamaraj disciple. I get another. I won't tell the name, but it was Satyamaraj disciple. This person was extremely critical of other devotees. Now, you criticize and say negative things about devotees, you're already committing Vaishnava Aparadha. Now, he's an older guy, and I remember learning some things from him in carpentry. My Guma Aji said we have to make the small thing, you know, doors, a couple of doors in front of the shed. At the time, I was living at the Institute House in Giranagar. And I hadn't done carpentry before, and this guy drove, he can build a home. So, and he's just a few yards from me, so I went and asked him. He came and said, can you show me how to make this? So, he started showing me, and by the time he finished, I had been just literally put down in all kinds of ways. And he's telling you, but he's blasting me at the same time. This is a very simple man. You don't know how to do this. You do this, you do that. And so he's telling me, but at the same time, I'm thinking all of this mild insults left and right from him. In other words, you're making a point that you just don't have, if you can't do this, then, you know, your IQ is so low, it's not funny. In a sense, he was saying that. Okay, and I would just brush everything off and heard the essence of what he said to took only that. But he was that kind of person. And he gets an opportunity to just, you know, say things. Next thing we knew, he announced to the community, my name is not, and as Gina said, I wasn't going to say the name. My name is not XXX Das. Now call me by my legal name. Call me. He announced to the community. You remember me? Yeah, mother was in the, anyway, I won't get it. He's remembering, he's okay. Yeah. So he got tired. He just got down, going down. And finally, he wouldn't associate with a good many devotees. But finally he said, I'm gonna stop. You call me by my, kamini, the devotee. Like that. And the one thing we all knew was that he was critical. He would give gifts sometimes. He brings gifts to the temple, kitchen, and then he specifies, puts a note on it, only these devotees, and he writes them by name. They can use this boga to cook for Krishna. Nobody else is allowed. You see the kind of mentality he was? You ever heard of that before? But he was like that. And so in the end, he fell down. So if you're criticizing, you're asking for trouble, especially if you give it over and over and over again. And so for all of us, we should in fact be nicely telling people who criticize, find a way to get them to stay away from it. So these are some examples of the don'ts. Now, what are some of the do's, the things that we can do to show spiritual compassion? The greatest welfare work for devotees is to preach Krishna consciousness. It is charged by Srila Prabhupada. We should read the books and we also distribute the books and preach Krishna consciousness. Why is it spiritual compassion? Anyone who gets to know more about this wonderful Krishna consciousness is given an opportunity to practice it so that they can go back to Godhead. Now going back to Godhead means all the material suffering is going to end. So if you're helping somebody to go home and not deal with this troubles here in the world, then you really, really are being compassionate towards that person. Because you're pointing the right direction for them to go. The reasons are there, other reasons are it saves the soul, the person you're preaching to, from repeated birth and death. Srila Prabhupada was saying the other day that in this short excerpt of Srila Prabhupada's lectures, now I'm in a group that they sent this to, and Srila Prabhupada, so this I picked up from his comment. He says, when a person is in the human soul, in the human body, like we are human beings, and because of acting in a mode of ignorance, they lose that body. Next life, they don't get a human body. And they get a non-human body, whatever it is. It takes millions of years to get a human body again. It's not automatic. It's not automatic. For devotees, they may have a shortcut because, not because of us, but because of the Lord's mercy. Prasadam. Prasadam can help us go from one human body to the next human body because Krishna's having mercy on us and trying to get us to continue our growth spiritually so we can wind up at some point in a few births, if not that the last birth we had, go back to the spiritual world. But anybody else that's in the human body now that's not Krishna conscious, that is thinking of something other than what they put that would help the person to put in the human body. As soon as it goes to an animal body or anything lower, it would take millions of years, sometimes millions of lifetimes. Because if you look at the animal body alone, there are 3 million different types of animal bodies. So you talk about going from one to another, to another, to another, to another, based on life, things that they've done previously. So when we preach Krishna consciousness, the Srila Prabhupada has already said it in such a way that we can reveal the suffering condition of all living entities in the material world. Just by repeating Srila Prabhupada's words, we can actually help people to see. Some people say, oh, I'm doing well, I have nothing to worry about. In fact, there was one lecture, there was a visitor that came. Srila Prabhupada was giving a lecture, his devotees were there. Again, I saw a video of it. And then one of the devotees told Srila Prabhupada, in the questions time, he says, this person here is one of the people who says, I'm okay, I have nothing to worry about, and I'm happy. Srila Prabhupada says, he's a madman. And the way he said it was funny, you know, old people can see this. He's already said that, that the people who are older, they can say some things because they can look at it and how, you know, ego it looks, you can get away with it. He's a madman. But the point Srila Prabhupada's making, he said it in a funny way, so everybody says, oh God, started laughing. That there is suffering here. Anybody says they're okay, all right, yes, them. You may be okay now, and that's okay. You can pay your bills, you can have your, you can go on vacation, you can save some money, you have a nice car, and all of that's going on. But look around you. Look at the old people. Some of them can't walk. Some of them are bedridden. Some of them are going through all kinds of trouble with their bodies. You're getting old. You're getting old. Are you going to be in that situation? The answer is, yeah. And just ask old people. I remember, and I don't mind, I hope she doesn't mind doing this because I'm going to take an example of the seniors, my wife's mom. She had all kinds of ailments. And pretty much her conversation was about what kind of suffering, what kind of disease, what other kind of diseases, on and on and on and on and on, so many things affecting her body. Finally, she left the body. But what, 3 years ago? 4 years ago? 4 years ago. But she suffered a lot. So, that's the way it is. One example of old age. And then disease. Well, you know, once upon a time, in 2020 to 2021, we looked like doctors, didn't we? Nobody understands this. We were wearing masks, weren't we? Why? It's from China. It's from wherever it's from. We're all wearing masks, scared that we're going to die. You go to those, coughing to your elbow. This, that, on and on and on and on. This your material world. Talk about having fun. No, it isn't. Anything can happen to spoil what we call fun. So, this whole repeated birth and death and the suffering condition because of disease and old age alone, if we didn't know anything else, we've seen other people die. And it's difficult. But the one thing we all have experience with is disease. And when you get older, you see disease and old age, how that can be like. So when a person is told about how they can get out of the material world, that is the highest compassion you show to the person. And many people don't know this. So helping the soul to prepare to go back home, back to Godhead, is compassion, spiritual compassion. Now, there are many ways to get people to hear so that we can share, just like Sanatana Goswami was sharing Krishna consciousness. A few points. Be nice to all people in all circumstances. Just be nice. It goes a long way. Be nice to people in all circumstances. You can show empathy that like putting yourself in the situation of a person that's suffering, feeling that suffering. Show empathy to devotees. Because we also need to have good sangha. And be willing to help. We should all be willing to help in dire situations. In situations, you know, at least put in a kind word of support. Sometimes we know that if we're in trouble or somebody's in trouble, we can help them. But sometimes, especially the men, we tend to help physically, not realizing that we can help mentally also. Sometimes a kind word alone. So this person cares about what I'm going through. A kind word of support. And you let them know that you're willing to help at a moment's notice. Just let me know what I can do for you. Because then it becomes, you are looked at as a person who can be, you know, we can lean on him or depend on him. Now, also, as much as you can, and it depends on our own moods, be lighthearted. Lighthearted and humorous, even to strangers. Even to strangers. I had a bunch of envelopes I had to go mail. This was part of the marketing strategy being used here in Harrisburg for the temple. So I had about 150 envelopes at that time on the back. I went to the post office. They all have stamps on them and envelopes, so they just needed to be given to the post person. And the post office guy just looked at me and said, "So that's a lot." Okay, well, he looked at me, smiled, and says, "Okay, so I'm going to put them in this container, but I'll take them one by one and put them in the container." As soon as he said that, I saw the joke, because he could have taken the entire thing and put got stamps and just dumped them, right? He looked at me and smiled and said, "I'm going to take it one by one." I said, "Oh, I don't mind at all. I can wait till the end of the day for you to do that." So one joke after another joke, still just lighthearted, you know, first guy. So that kind of conversation you can have, because it changes people's mood. And then when it comes to a point where you can say something about Krishna, even in an indirect way, they are more likely to listen to you only because you've established a light, you know, and kidding, camaraderie type relation with the person. So yeah, you can be lighthearted and humorous. The guy is a stranger to me, but still, you know, yeah, I didn't expect it, but he started off and I immediately went along with it so that we could laugh about it. So even nice like that, it can turn into a good relationship. So he can open the door to getting into Krishna consciousness with that person later. So, also, wherever we go, if we could give Krishna consciousness in different situations that we're in, whatever the situation is, take advantage of it. So I had to go and, you know, it's happened to people, I had to go to Hershey Medical, physical therapy, there's other things that I have to go, through. But the people that I talked to, the therapists, we got a chance to talk about Krishna consciousness. In fact, the very first person that gave me physical therapy, I gave my spiritual master's book, Spiritual Warriors 3, to. We just talked about, you know, books in general. And he says, she told me, I finished reading a book and I'm out just searching for another book to read. So I heard that, and the next time I had to see him at a follow-up appointment, I brought Spiritual Warrior 3 only because of the nature of the conversation that we had before. That book was actually quite appropriate. So I let her have it. So she didn't expect it at all. She said, "Thank you very much. You know, I'll definitely make sure I read it." Now, there are situations where you meet people who may criticize or insult us. We should never retaliate. That's just one of the don'ts. Don't retaliate by insulting back. You just avoid negative people or angry people. Just avoid them. That's all. Now, how much time? 10 minutes? Okay. So from the Shastra, Mahabharata, Draupadi, she showed compassion. One, Ashwatthama and the second one is Jayadrath. So we'll start with Jayadrath. So the Pandavas were in the forest. They lost their kingdom. And there was a time that Draupadi, their wife, was by herself outside. And Jayadrath, the small army, he was just traveling, but he ran into Draupadi. And without Draupadi's knowledge, Jayadrath was actually lusting after Draupadi. And in a sense, through in-laws, through marriage, Jayadrath was related. But still, she tried to talk Draupadi and express how he felt about Draupadi, but Draupadi says, I am, as you well know, a wife of the Pandavas. You can't come after me like that. But he didn't care. And he adopted Draupadi, put her on the chariot. And then finally, when the Pandavas realized that there had to be something wrong, that Draupadi was not around, they finally found him. The details are there. Found Jayadrath and Draupadi. And Bhim and Arjuna are the ones that went out. They grabbed Jayadrath and realized what had happened, and they brought Jayadrath to the hut. Now, Draupadi, it was announced to her that for abducting someone's wife, the punishment was death. So they could have executed Jayadrath. But Draupadi showed compassion because of his the relationship between Jayadrath as, you know, the husband of Dushala, and then the relationship to Dushala to Shishi Nitai Gorachandra Ki Jai. Talking about his father Ki Jai. So yeah, rather than have Jayadrath killed, she opted that Jayadrath should be punished. So they shaved his head, left 5 strands of hair, and left him alone. Ashwatthama, another one. He killed the 5 sons of Draupadi when they were sleeping. He deserved the death penalty, but Draupadi again objected, saying that Ashwatthama's mother, Kripi, had already lost the husband, Dronacharya. And so the only other relative he got directly to her was Ashwatthama. And you kill the son also, then now this Kripi's husband is dead, Kripi's son is dead, and that would be too much. And I know how Kripi would feel because I've lost my 5 sons myself as a mother. So then she objected. Back then. So yes, from that standpoint, it was material compassion, but still, she showed compassion to Ashwatthama. So we should, Krishna is showing compassion to us in another way. And that is the last point we want to make here. Or maybe depending on the points, we make one more. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, text 13 and 14, quite popular. Adwaishta sarva bhutanam maitra karma eva karuna eva cha nirmamo nirankara samadukha sukha shami santushta satatam yogi yatma vidha nishchaya mayi apita mano buddhir yo mad bhakta samepiya. So here is the translation, and the translation shows Krishna's compassion for us. We need to connect with him at all times, think about him all times. And this is the way he shows compassion to us, by revealing how we can be dear to him, precious to him. And that's what's described here. First, we should not be envious. This is how we got to the material world anyway, by envying Krishna. But we should be a kind friend to all living entities. We talked about that, living mosquito. We should not think of ourselves as a proprietor, because we don't really own anything. Everything in nature, in the material world, was created by Krishna or through the Vishnu form. We should be free from false ego. We should understand that happiness and distress are part of this life here. So don't let it put us down so much, especially distress. We should tolerate. And when we connect with Krishna, we should be satisfied and control our senses too. And engage in devotional service, being very determined. Whatever happens, we are going to do our service and do it to the best quality that we can afford. And as we are serving, we should have our mind and intelligence fixed on Krishna. So these conditions, no envy, being a kind friend, not thinking oneself as the owner, the proprietor, being free from false ego, equal in happiness and distress, because that's the nature of this world, tolerant, satisfied, self-controlled, and in that mood, engage in devotional service with determination. The mind fixed on, mind and intelligence fixed on Krishna. Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. So the way in which compassion plays into this is if we follow these, try to do as many of them as possible, Krishna would like us even more. And the compassion is, remember, Krishna is the last word on anyone that goes back to the spiritual world. If he says yes, then you can come. If he says yes, then you can come. So if you do these things and you become dear to him, then he would allow you to go back to the spiritual world. Now, how do we know how to be dear to Krishna? We don't know. He had to say it himself. So by saying this to us, he has showed compassion to us, how we can come to him. And the last point is, the greatest compassion showed in this age of Kali is from none other than Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, because they gave love of Godhead freely, without any requiring any surrender clause. No, Sarvadharma preachers, abandon of all varieties of religion and surrender to me. Krishna saying that. Lord Chaitanya says, just chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. Jump up, dance, and chant Hare Krishna. And you get love of Godhead if you do it with focus. So, the chanting of the holy name is important, and the greatest compassion is showed by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. So, what is there, any questions or points that you want to make, takeaways? You can ask that now. Okay, mic set. It's up. You have to go away.
Bro, I was just going to add one point.
Yes, please.
When you were talking about that abortion, So, my Guru Maharaj, Jagannatha Swami Maharaj, one of their disciples had done something of that sort. So, Maharaj got very disturbed knowing that. So, after that, Maharaj, through the JPS office, started a new service where anybody who does not want to have a baby, the JPS office will take that baby. And then they will connect with other devotees who are having hard time conceiving a baby.
To adopt.
Yeah, oh, so Maharaj, through the JPS office, has already started this service. Because he is very concerned about all of his spiritual daughters and sons. So I wanted to share that point.
Sri Jaya Pitaka Maharaj ki. That is compassion without a doubt. Very, very, very wonderful. So that a devotee child can go to another devotee couple. Yeah, wonderful. Any other points? We had to go across to Madam Singh.
Wow, that is definitely compassion authentic, like amazing. Thank you so much. You mentioned a point in your class about when we give compassion to help someone who's in need of help, we should add spirituality into it. How can you shed some light on that? How, what do you mean by that?
You can always talk about Krishna. It depends on the situation. It really depends on the situation. The point we're making is somehow turn the conversation, turn the conversation to God consciousness. One of the easier ways that devotees tend to use, if we talk about something that happened or some kind of help that the person got, or even if they say, oh, I appreciate what you've done for me and everything, he says, but it is actually the Lord's mercy that this happened. Remember we say, all praise to Guru and Guranga, but it's God's mercy that this has happened. We don't know where, how we meet, you know, what arrangements can be made for us to be together. This is nothing, it's by just accident. So the Lord has made it possible for us now to get together, and then with this, whatever help that you got, again, I'm describing, but I wouldn't say it exactly like that, it's just the description of how it is. But somehow, give the praise to the Lord, says, by the Lord's mercy, so-and-so has been able, you know, to happen. Yeah. So, focus on the Lord more, and we call him Krishna. We call him Krishna. We have a mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that mantra will take you to the spiritual world, and you won't have any problems anymore. It's basically just talking and then just ride into something short involving Krishna consciousness. They want to know about it, and you tell them some more. Hare Krishna. Good point. Good point. Any other point? Okay, so I don't see anyone wanting to get a mic, so we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki. Vaishnava Thakur ki. Nitai Gaura Premanande. Thank you.